Chapter 2, Forms of Ownership, Transfer, and Recording of Title. Ownership, Estates, Rights, and Interests. Types of Ownership. It is important for licensees to understand types of ownership, so they will know what signatures are required on the documents they use, contract forms, listings, etc. Ownership by one is called an estate in severalty, tenancy in severalty, or sole ownership. This can be ownership by one individual or one business entity, such as a corporation or a partnership. Corporations or partnerships often hold title this way. If only one signature is required to sell a piece of property, then there is only one owner. Ownership by two or more without rights of survivorship is called tenancy in common. This is the most common type of joint ownership. It is an estate of inheritance. Upon your death, your share goes to your heirs, at probate. Unequal shares are permitted. You may sell your share without the permission of the other owners. In the absence of any other instructions, the title company will always assume tenancy in common with equal shares. Ownership by two or more with rights of survivorship is called joint tenancy. Upon your death, your share goes to surviving co-owners immediately. This is sometimes called a poor man's will, as it eliminates the need for a will. Joint tenancy overrides a will. This is not an estate of inheritance. To prevent any accidental cases of joint tenancy, there are four unities required for this type of ownership: time, title, interest, and possession. All owners acquire their interest at the same time, from the same legal document. Their shares are equal and undivided. Each owns a percentage of the whole, rather than a piece of the whole. Partition is a procedure to divide the co-tenant's interests in real property. It can be done by court action or by agreement of the parties. Partition would divide the property into pieces and end the joint tenancy. If the land cannot be physically divided, the court will order the property sold, and the proceeds will be divided among the joint tenants. Tenancy by the entirety is a specific type of joint tenancy where the co-owners are married to one another: husband, wife, spouse, spouse. One advantage of this type of ownership is that it avoids probate. This is also true of joint tenancy. If a property is held by one party, a trustee, for the benefit of another, then that property is held in trust. When two or more parties join together to create and operate a real estate investment, we call this a syndicate. A syndicate may operate in the form of a corporation, an LLC, a partnership, REIT, or even a tenancy in common. It is a combination of money and management to make and operate an investment. Some special types of ownership include timeshares, condominiums, and cooperatives. Timeshares give an individual part ownership of a property coupled with the right to exclusive use of it for a specified number of days per year, without the responsibility of full ownership. This can be called interval ownership. It is tenancy in common ownership. This is most often used for resort or vacation properties. Cooperative or co-ops are an investment for residents. The land and buildings are owned by a corporation. Residents must buy shares in the corporation in exchange for a proprietary lease on their unit. A proprietary lease will survive death and pass to the heirs of the shareholder if the shareholder dies. The corporation pays for the mortgage, property taxes, and maintenance of the building. The residents have a personal property interest in their units and the common areas. Condominiums are established under laws referred to as horizontal property acts. Each unit is a separate legal ownership, and each owner arranges his or her own financing. Along with unit ownership comes a tenancy in common interest in all the common areas. A condominium owner's interest is defined as fee simple ownership of a private unit with a tenancy in common share of the common areas. The tenancy in common share or ownership of common areas provides rights to use and enjoy all common areas. Those rights are appurtenant and will pass to a buyer when a condominium is sold. Property taxes are assessed on each unit separately and are based on the assessed value of the unit, which includes the unit owner's share of the common areas. It is not necessary for the taxing authority to assess and tax the common areas separately. Monthly condominium fees are not for taxes. They pay for the maintenance of the complex and the salary of the manager. Condominium managers are hired by the Homeowners Association and work for resident owners. Their main responsibility is to preserve property values. Estates. An estate is an interest in real property. A freehold estate is ownership. All the legal rights that attach to the ownership of real property are commonly called the bundle of rights. These include, but are not limited to, the right to sell, will to heirs, encumber or lease, disposition, the right to exclude others, exclusion, the right to use, enjoy, occupy, possession, the right to use uninterrupted by former owners, quiet enjoyment. Ownership with the greatest bundle of rights, the best type of ownership, is called fee simple or fee simple absolute. The owner has all the available rights to the property and can always pass it to his or her heirs. Fee simple defeasible is ownership with conditions or terms, which, if violated, could cause the ownership interest to be defeated or terminated. When the ownership is defeated, it reverts or goes back to the original grantor or the grantor's heirs. Fee simple defeasible can be determinable or condition subsequent. If it is determinable, violation of the condition or termination of the conditional use results in reversion to the grantor automatically. In condition subsequent, the grantor must take steps to reclaim the property within a reasonable period of time if the condition is violated or the conditional use is terminated. A life estate is ownership for the duration of someone's life. The owner is called the life tenant. The life tenant has all the rights and duties of an owner, except the right to choose who will get the property upon his or her death. The person who gets the property after the life estate is ended is the remainder man. The remainder man is named when the life estate is created and has a remainder estate. The remainder man gets fee simple. If the life estate is set up so that at the end of the life estate, the property goes back to the original owner, this is called a life estate with reversion. The original owner has a reversionary interest in the property. The original owner is the remainder man. If there is no remainder man, the property escheats to the state. If the life estate is based on the life of someone other than the life tenant, this is called a life estate per otru vie. The life upon which this estate is based is called the measuring life or the measure life. Lease agreements create the leasehold estate. The lease is personal property, but the right to possession that the lease gives is real property. There are four leasehold estates, and each gives possession without ownership. An estate for years is a lease with a specific starting and ending date. This lease survives death and/or the sale of the property. No notice is required to terminate. A periodic tenancy is a lease with a fixed period that is automatically renewed unless the tenant or landlord acts to terminate it. A month-to-month lease is this type. Notice to terminate is usually required, typically 30 days notice. An estate at will or tenancy at will is a lease that can be terminated by either party at will without notice. A tenancy at sufferance occurs when a lease expires and the tenant refuses to move out. The landlord is not receiving rent. This holdover tenant has no right to be there. If the holdover tenant pays rent and the landlord accepts that rent, a holdover tenancy is created. Types of leases. Gross lease. The landlord pays all the expenses of the property. The tenant pays only rent. Net lease. The tenant pays rent plus some of the expenses of the property. Percentage lease. Lease in which all or part of the rent amount is based on the receipts of the tenant's business. Typical shopping center lease. This lease allows the landlord to participate in the tenant's success. Graduated lease. A lease with scheduled rent increases, often based on expected business growth. Lease with an option to buy gives a tenant the right to purchase at a future date. The price is set when the agreement is negotiated. It is advantageous to the tenant buyer. This is a unilateral agreement, lease purchase agreement, an agreement in which part of the rent payment is applicable toward a set purchase price. Title is transferred from lessor to lessee when the lessor receives the prearranged total price. It is a bilateral agreement. Note: lease with an option to buy and lease purchase agreement are legal. However, there are no promulgated forms for these. Therefore, an attorney is recommended.
Ground lease. The tenant is usually making a long-term commitment, up to 99 years. This lease is more often for industrial or commercial land use. The tenant will build on the leased property. Oil and gas lease. This lease gives the tenant the right to extract oil and gas from a specific property. Note: in Texas, the Texas Railroad Commission regulates oil and gas leases, but on a federal level, for the national portion of the exam, the EPA will be the best answer for any questions regarding what department of the government regulates oil and gas leases. Lease clauses and provisions. Covenant of quiet enjoyment. A landlord is usually prohibited from entering leased property unless there is a need for maintenance, inspections, or emergency response. Right of first refusal. The tenant has the right to match or better any offer before the property is sold to someone else. Subletting is the transfer of some or all of the rights and or leased space under a lease to another, with liability remaining with the original tenant. Assignment is the transfer of all rights and liabilities to a new tenant under an existing lease. Other lease terms. Forcible entry and detainer refers to a tenant who is in possession of property without the permission of the landlord. The action of forcible detainer refers to the eviction process and would be used by a landlord. Expiration, when the lease comes to the end of the negotiated term or lease period. Termination, when the time period on a lease ends or is cut short. Mutual rescission, when a lease is terminated by agreement of the parties. In the eyes of the law, there is no default, no breach, and no injured party. In other words, there is no lawsuit. Constructive eviction occurs when a landlord is aware of a property condition and allows deterioration to the point that the building is uninhabitable and the tenants are forced to leave. A landlord must provide a habitable property. Note: lack of hot water does not make a property uninhabitable or non-habitable. Sale and leaseback. A property owner sells property to an investor or lender and then leases it back. Therefore, the seller occupies the property after closing. Liens and lien priority. A lien is a charge against property as security for a debt. The lien is an encumbrance, a limit on your rights. It is also, usually, a cloud on the title. This means title cannot be conveyed or transferred to another until the lien is removed. The legal method of removing an encumbrance is to release it or get a release. Liens can be specific or general. A specific lien attaches to one or more specific or named properties. Example, a mortgage. A general lien attaches to all the property of the debtor, not exempt from forced sale. Example, a judgment or IRS lien. Recording is required for a judgment to become a lien. A voluntary lien is created by the lienee's or borrower's actions, like taking out a mortgage or a home improvement loan. Filing or recording the mortgage creates a lien. A mortgage is not effective or enforceable until it is recorded. When the mortgage is recorded, if it is the first recorded claim, it will be the first priority lien. An involuntary lien is created by law. We have both statutory law, by legislation, or common law, from the courts. In the U.S., statutory liens include federal tax liens, ad valorem, according to value, tax liens, judgment liens, HOA liens, and mechanics and material man's M&M liens. An M&M lien is a lien to secure payment for work or materials used to improve real property. An M&M lien can be placed on a property by the contractor when materials have been delivered or work has begun. Equitable liens come from common law and include seller, vendor, or buyer, vendee liens. An example of a vendor's lien would be seller financing. A vendee's lien would be used when a buyer has paid but not yet received a deed, i.e., at a foreclosure sale or in contract for deed. If a party wins a judgment and is unable to collect, that party can secure a writ of execution from the courts to enforce payment of the lien. Surface, subsurface, and air rights. Land begins at the center of the earth and extends above the earth. Therefore, we have subsurface, surface, and air rights. Mineral, air, and water rights are all part of real property. Mineral rights consist of rights to subsurface land and profits. The following are true about mineral rights. If the seller owns the mineral rights, they are included in the sale unless the seller reserves them. The seller determines how much of the mineral estate is for sale. If there is a question about the ownership of mineral rights, an attorney with expertise in the field can determine title to the mineral estate with certainty. Air rights consist of the right to use open space above your land. Air rights can be sold or leased. A condominium owner has air rights. Air rights can also be transferred by easement, as in an elevated highway. Air rights can be taxed separately from the land. Water rights are called riparian rights or littoral rights. The right to use water from a river or stream that borders your property would be riparian rights. The right to use water from a lake or ocean would be littoral rights. Water can be used for domestic reasons. The flow cannot be interrupted, and the water cannot be contaminated. The state has the right to refuse to grant water rights. One reason for this would be a scarcity or shortage of water. For non-navigable waterfront property, landowners may own to the middle of a body of water. For navigable waterfront property, landowners own to the vegetation line. Building piers will not extend your property line. The state owns all navigable water. Generally, all water in rivers, creeks, or streams belongs to the state. Prior appropriation is a theory of water law based on the idea that first in time is first in right. The first landowner to claim water rights has the exclusive right to take all the water for specific beneficial uses. Subsequent owners of nearby properties cannot claim water rights. The terms riparian, littoral, and appropriative all refer to water rights. Deed, title, transfer of title, and recording of title. A change of ownership of real property is called alienation. Voluntary alienation occurs when an owner transfers title to another. Voluntary alienation usually involves a written document called a conveyance. A conveyance is any instrument or document that transfers an interest in real property. Ownership is most often transferred by deed, patent, power of attorney, or will. Involuntary alienation usually happens in court, as in foreclosure, bankruptcy, condemnation, escheat, adverse possession, reversion of defeasible fee, partition, or inheritance without a will. Involuntary alienation can also occur from natural causes, including accretion and re-lixion, which result in an increase in property size, and erosion and avulsion, which result in a loss of land. Requirements of a valid deed. Grantor and grantee, the grantor must be competent. Competent is defined as a sane, sober, consenting adult. Consideration. Legal consideration can be good or valuable. Love and affection is an example of good consideration. Money is valuable consideration. Words of conveyance, the granting clause, a written statement that indicates transfer of some interest in real property from one person to another. Execution, the grantor must sign the deed. Delivery, title does not pass until the deed is delivered and accepted. Delivery can be into escrow. Delivery must be made during the life of the grantor. Legal description of the property. Deeds do not have to be dated, signed by the grantee, or recorded. Types of deeds include general warranty deed, guarantees and protects against defects. It offers the buyer the best protection. It warrants title to the sovereignty of the soil. It is the most common deed. A buyer who wishes to ensure that the seller is conveying good title should request a general warranty deed. Special warranty deed guarantees title only against defects arising under the grantor's period of ownership. Defects existing before that time are not covered. Bargain and sale deed, a deed with only one covenant. Trustees, executors, sheriffs, and officers of the court use this. This deed does not provide any warranties about the condition of the title. but only promises the grantor has the right to convey the title. Quitclaim deed, a deed that gives no warranties or guarantees and offers the least protection. It is used to clear a cloud on the title or to cure a defect in title. When one tenant in common owner sells their interest in a property using a quitclaim deed, the interest of the other tenants in common remains the same. Deeds often contain covenants and warranties or promises to the buyer. Typically, the promises do not ever expire. When the government transfers title to an individual, it uses a patent. When a developer turns over the streets in a subdivision to the local government, this is called dedication. This is accomplished by recording the plat plan. Real property can also be transferred to a new owner as part of the estate of the deceased. One who has a valid will is testate. The person named in the will to settle the estate is called the executor. Inheritance by will gives title by devise. The property is the devise, and the heir is the de vis e. One without a will is intestate. The court will appoint an administrator to settle the estate of an intestate person. The heirs will inherit real property according to the laws of descent and will have title by descent. The spouse and children have priority under the laws of descent. The judicial process to prove or confirm a will or to settle the estate of a party who dies intestate is called probate. Title to real property passes at probate, and that title transfer is final in 30 days. Some state laws create interests or rights in land that can affect how property is passed to heirs at probate. Community property, dower, and courtesy rights can all come into play. Foreclosure and alternatives. Foreclosure is the legal process instituted by a trustee, lien holder, or creditor after a debtor's default on his or her payments. In other words, the lender begins the foreclosure. Any excess money left over from the forced sale is given to the debtor. In the event of a shortage, the lender may sue the borrower for a deficiency judgment. Foreclosure under the deed of trust ends when the trustee delivers the trustee's deed to the buyer. All liens filed on a property after the first recorded lien, usually the purchase mortgage lien, are referred to as junior, secondary, or subordinate liens. At a foreclosure sale, all unpaid or unsatisfied junior liens against the property are wiped out. An alternative to foreclosure is deed in lieu of foreclosure. This is sometimes called friendly foreclosure or voluntary deed. The lender accepts a deed from the borrower. Although this would be the fastest way for the lender to get title to the property, the lender would have to accept liability for any junior liens on the property. Therefore, in the case of existing junior liens, the lender will most likely choose foreclosure. Redemption. At any time up to the moment of the foreclosure, the borrower has the right to step in and pay what is owed and reclaim property forfeited due to mortgage default. This is his or her equity of redemption or equitable redemption. A lender would almost always prefer equity of redemption to deed in lieu of foreclosure. There are legal guidelines for notices to be provided in the event of a foreclosure. The lender must send the notice of foreclosure by certified mail 21 days before the foreclosure sale. There is no requirement that the borrower receive the notice, only that the lender sends it. The notice of foreclosure must be posted at the door of the county courthouse and filed/recorded in the county clerk's office. With a traditional mortgage, not a deed of trust, the foreclosure will be recorded as a lis pendens. Note, with a traditional mortgage, foreclosure is judicial, but with a deed of trust, it is non-judicial due to the power of sale clause. Short sale, a sale of secured real property that produces less money than is owed the lender. The lender releases its lien so the property can be sold to the new purchaser. Along with the buyer and seller, the seller's lender must be involved in the negotiation of the short sale. The lender often requires that brokers adjust their commissions on these transactions. The lender saves the delay and expense of foreclosure. However, the short sale may require additional time to get approval from the seller's lender. The lender may require an appraisal or a BPO, broker price opinion, before proceeding. The lender may also require a survey as part of the approval process. These steps may add to the time required for a short sale to close. A short sale will result in a negative note on the credit report of the defaulting borrower, but is better than a foreclosure. Real estate owned or REO property is owned by the lender, usually a bank, government agency, or government loan insurer after an unsuccessful sale at a foreclosure auction. Recording title. Recording is not necessary for a deed to be valid. Recording gives constructive notice of ownership. This is notice to the world and protects against fraudulent sale. This contrasts with actual notice, which is information known by someone. Actual knowledge. Recording is always done in the county where the property is located. A document must be acknowledged before it can be recorded. It must also be in English. An acknowledgement is a declaration to a notary authorized to take oaths that the signature is a free and voluntary act. An acknowledgement verifies the signature. Title and title insurance. Title is both the ownership of something and the legal evidence of that ownership, a deed. Types of real estate title include clear or good title, marketable title, and equitable title. Clear or good title can be transferred to another. Marketable title is title that a reasonable buyer would accept as clear. Equitable title is an interest created by a legal document, such as that held by a buyer with a signed sales contract who has not yet gone to closing. The buyer has an equitable estate or equitable title. Title insurance. A title insurance policy agrees to compensate or reimburse the insured against any losses sustained as a result of defects in the title, other than those exceptions listed in the policy. Protection is for forged deeds, illegal acts of trustees, guardians, or attorneys, false claims of ownership, and human error in copying and recording. The loss or destruction of records is also covered. A standard title policy will not provide protection for survey or boundary problems. Additional coverage can be purchased for these issues. Title insurance must compensate owners for defects missed by the title company in its search process. The title insurance company will defend the title at its own expense, as well as pay any claims against the property if the title proves to be defective. Title insurance will not pay for defects known to the buyer prior to the policy being issued. Premiums are paid one time. A new policy is usually issued when the property changes ownership or is refinanced. Title policies may contain a subrogation clause. This clause allows the title company to assume the rights of a buyer with respect to any claim against a seller if the title company has made payments to that buyer to satisfy that claim. The property owner cannot collect from both the title company and the seller for one problem. Memory trick. Subrogation has the word gate in it. So think close the gate. No double dipping or collecting twice for one issue in title insurance coverage. Unlike other types of insurance, protection is for the past, not the future. Essentials of title. Insurance. A title search is done. This is an examination of public records to compile an abstract of title. The abstract is prepared by a person called an abstractor. An abstract is a complete history of title. Included in the abstract is a chain of title, a list of all owners from the first until today. A title company attorney views the abstract and renders an opinion of title. A title report or commitment, snapshot of title at the present time, is prepared. This obligates the title insurance company to issue a title policy when any curative requirements have been met. Payment of premium will result in the policy being issued. The owner's policy will protect the buyer up to the purchase price. The lender's or mortgagee's policy will protect the lender up to the outstanding loan balance. The lender's coverage declines as the debt is satisfied. The policy is received at closing. The State Board of Insurance sets premiums in many states. A license holder is required by law to recommend title insurance and has not earned a commission until he or she has done so. Any claim or encumbrance that may superficially injure the title to a property or cast doubt on the title's validity is called a cloud on the title. Usually, property cannot be conveyed, transferred to another, as long as the cloud exists. A quitclaim deed can sometimes be used to fix the problem. If no one is available to sign a quitclaim, then a court procedure to cure or quiet the cloud can be used. This is called an action to quiet title, or a quiet title suit.